Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
You are in San Francisco, so the weather out there is a bit milder than it is here in the 20s in Michigan.
Yeah, we're just in the 40s today.
Well, you wrote an interesting story in USA Today titled "Firewood Buyers Can Get Burned If Not Savvy. Cords of Wood Up for Sale May Not Measure Up." What would make a person from San Francisco write a story about firewood?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Washington State, and you buy a cord of wood in the winter, and you use it all winter, and that's just what you did. I noticed that I'm a science writer, and I started to get a lot of emails from ag departments around the country in November, reminding people what a cord of wood is. It's 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Don't people know what a cord of wood is? But then I realized folks don't. And if you don't know what a full cord of wood is, when you go to buy one, it's pretty easy to get taken. And so I started to make some calls and heard a lot of interesting stories about some of the problems that city folks and some country folks run into when they want to buy wood to burn for the winter, either to keep warm or just because it's nice to have in the house.
Elizabeth, to start your story off, you talked about how the end result of this story landed a call to the Better Business Bureau. Talk about how Stuart Hancock had some issues with buying firewood.
Now, Stuart Hancock's an interesting guy because he was living in Maryland at the time, and he later moved up to Vermont. And he said in Vermont, people take firewood seriously and nobody messes around with it. But in Maryland, I think it was a little, you know, people thought they could get away with stuff, and he went to buy a cord of wood. He found somebody in the newspaper, you know, called the guy. The guy showed up, and when I talked to Stuart, he said, you know, I knew I shouldn't have paid him until it was all here, but, you know, I didn't do that. He showed up with a truck. It didn't seem like that much wood, but he threw it all in my driveway, which is what folks usually do. And the guy said, do you want me to stack it? And Stuart said, no, you know, I want to stack it because it's good exercise. Next weekend, he, you know, gets out there, he stacks it up, and he realizes there is no way this is 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. I mean, that is a lot of wood. It's more wood than could fit in the back of a pickup truck. And he called the guy, and the guy came out and brought some more. And he told me that as the guy was throwing the wood into his driveway, he kept saying, oh, it's a lot of wood there. That's a lot of wood there. But he stacked it up. It still wasn't a full cord of wood. He called the guy again, and the guy stopped returning his calls. And finally, he said, you know, this was a learning experience. I should have stacked it. I should have measured it before I paid the guy. I know better now, but he called the Better Business Bureau and told him about it just so that guy was on record some places, not always selling what he claimed he was selling. And when I talk to folks in Washington State, with mostly it's the Department of Weights and Measures in most states. Sometimes it goes through the Agricultural Department. The guy in Washington State told me that the biggest problems they see is when either elderly folks or single women buy wood. And because, you know, guys who bring out wood, they're big, burly guys. And when somebody throws a bunch of wood down, you may not want to say, you know, that just doesn't look like a cord to me. I'm not sure about this.
Well, we buy a lot of wood here in Michigan, and in reading your story, this getting shortages of the product you buy is a problem around the country.
It really is, and one of the problems is that, first off, people don't know what a full cord is, and one of the ag guys that I spoke to said, listen, think of a full sheet of plywood, which is 4 by 8. You kind of have that. And now imagine that stacked up to 4 feet with wood. That's a cord of wood. And he said, that's never going to fit in the back of a little pickup. You know, if somebody shows up with a pickup, that's not a full cord of wood. The other problem is that when you buy firewood, a lot of times people will come up with all these crazy terms, a pallet, a face cord, a rack, a truckload, and none of those are defined. There's actually, you know, just as we know what a pound is, 16 ounces, in Washington, the Division of Weights and Measures says, you know, a cord of wood is 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. And not only that, but it's got to be stacked so that the wood is close together, so there's not a lot of space between it. And when somebody tries to sell you a face cord, what they're saying is, okay, this is a stack that's 4 feet high and 8 feet across, but they're not telling you how deep it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the wood's only 12 inches, that's a whole lot different than 18 inches or 2 feet or 4 feet. So you have to know what you're buying.
And so It's 4 foot by 4 foot. That means it's 4 feet deep as well as 4 foot high and 8 feet long, correct?
Exactly.
That's a lot of wood.
That's a lot of wood. It is a lot. It's, I mean, that's, you know, well, it depends on how cold it is where you live. But, you know, a full cord of wood's going to take you pretty long ways through the winter. And that's a problem sometimes. People will say, oh, yeah, a cord of wood, that's, you know, that's great. They get it, and they're like, wow, I don't have enough room for all this wood. Mm. So that's why you have to kind of think about, you know, this is a, I mean, this is as big as a car.
And the terms that you use are ranked and well stowed. That means the wood should almost be tightly packed, if you will.
Exactly. And that's actually in the law. It says it's got to be tightly packed so that there's not a lot of space, because you're not buying space, you're buying wood.
Well, we know now how much a cord of wood is. Anything else that you learned that was interesting about this story?
You know, the only other thing I found out, which surprised me, was that there are, most states actually have a law saying you can't sell wood by anything other than a cord, and for exactly this reason. So you can't cheat people by saying, oh, yeah, well, that's a face cord. Like, mm-hmm. Well, what's a face cord mean? And the only exception to that in the states that have that in their law is that, you know, sometimes you buy a couple of pieces of wood at the grocery store and it's wrapped in plastic, or if you're at a campsite and they'll send you, you know, some couple of pieces of wood tied up, then they can sell it by the cubic foot. But otherwise, somebody starts to sell you wood and they're calling it something, you know, a rack, a pallet, a truckload, know that those are terms that can mean anything they say they mean.
All right, Elizabeth, we have enlightened my listeners. I've learned a lot, but we buy a lot of wood here, and I look forward to going out and testing my savvy wood buying skills.
You are so welcome. Have a good and warm winter.
And obviously, we can go to usatoday.com and pull this article up.
You can indeed.
All right, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
You too. Take care.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.